Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Dr. Robert Doyle's Stop Thief, the 1979 classic, fully restored and better than ever. For ages 14 and up, 2 to 4 players, 30 to 45 minutes by Restoration Games.
Every game deserves another turn. Our goal is to find games lost in time and bring them back for another run. Stop Thief is our restoration of the 1979 Parker Brothers classic. It was one of the first games to use electronics to drive gameplay, and one of the first to use hidden movement. With no subject on the board, players have to use audio clues to determine where the thief is hiding. Part memory, part deduction, part intuition. This game shone in the days of disco. With its giant block of plastic and 8-bit audio, the game was cutting edge for its time. We restored it to make it cutting edge for our time. A free app offers a wide range of brilliant sound effects, clues, cluing you into where the thief is hiding. It also lets us pack a whole bunch of different ways to play into the box, and add even more later on. You're on the job and searching for a suspect. Problem is, you can only hear them. Eliminate options as quickly as you can, then move in for the arrest.
So investigating this little crime going on is hard-boiled detective Tim.
Yo.
Freelance operative Brooklyn.
Hi.
And very special private dick John, that's me. So what's some good stuff we could say about this game? I'll start. It's pretty fun. It's definitely a Restoration Games has done a good job of restoring this very, very classic game. It's fun having that interesting extra audio component to the game to give out clues.
Yeah, it definitely adds a new element to the game that's not in other games.
And it plays fairly quick. I think we did figure we probably played for about 45 minutes or so we kept within the time frame.
Yeah, if you don't include the learning the game, which always takes a while.
It didn't seem to take too terribly long to learn the game on this.
Well, the rule book is fortunately fairly short.
Right.
And a lot of it is basically done through the app.
Right. Anything good you want to say about this, Brooklyn?
It was fun.
Okay. So what's some bad stuff we can say about this game? Going back to that audio component, it could be hard to play this in, like, a convention setting.
Oh, yeah, it'd be almost impossible.
Definitely.
Yeah, because you have to have that app.
Well, if you have the thing with you, it does show, like, footprints for, like, if they're walking through a place, broken window, if they're going through a window, or, like, a door opening. So there are also visual clues, but you have to have the device.
Yeah.
But the other thing is you have to share the device in that case. And if you're at a convention, how much do you really want to hand your phone or other expensive electronic device to
some random
a
person.
Questionable con-goer?
Okay. You yourself might be going, stop, thief!
Exactly.
That could add an interesting, almost LARP-like element to the game. All right, so what's some stuff we could say in the other category? This game kind of falls very firmly into the other category.
Yeah, I do want to say that the app you get for free... Mm-hmm. It's a free download you can get through Amazon, iTunes, or the Google Play Store, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
But not Windows. Not the Windows app.
So you couldn't run it on, like, your laptop computer,
Just download it from Google, because...
Unless you do a lot of, random
stuff. Because I download Google apps onto my Windows computer.
Okay. But for the most part, it's the app's pretty accessible.
Yeah. I also do want to say that this just came out from the Kickstarter.
Uh-huh.
I am not entirely sure when it's going to be out in stores, but I just got it as a Kickstarter, so it'll probably be in stores soon.
Okay. And the only, Kickstarter exclusive stuff were a couple different thieves?
Yeah, it was two thieves, which basically it was the game designers this time around who put themselves in there, and honestly, you're not really missing out.
Right. It's just a couple extra thieves. Okay.
Yeah, just nothing that you want to pay like an extra $600 for.
Okay, well, that's cool. Anything else we want to throw into the other category on this?
It's very well made. The box is pretty thick. They give you extra bags for...
Whatever you want to put.
Whatever you want to put in it, because there's a lot of real estate on the inside, because they don't give you a lot, but there's a lot of space, so you could put other things in there, I guess.
You could put another game in there.
Probably, if it was a card game.
A little smaller game.
Or you could put your phone in there.
Yeah. Hey, why not? do that so you always have the app with you. You know, if you just got a disposable phone, just kind of sit around. You're not using. It's just got the app stored on it. Okay, cool. So again, that's Stop Thief by Restoration Games.
As I board game reviews from the Swarm cast, if you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.